Well, hey, everybody. So this is actually more of a story about someone else's scars. So I'm going to tell you a story from a few years back about my mother. Before anyone else says it, yes, I'm a baby. So this is like from 3 years ago. I was still in high school. So my mom, when I was 6 years old, got into a pretty horrific car accident. She was hospitalized at shock trauma. She was in Kernan Hospital for like rehab for about a month and a half after that. So it was a pretty terrible accident. She's never fully recovered full mobility, but she can walk and she gets by and she's great now, I promise. So a few years back, she had a follow-up surgery on her hip. When she got into the car accident originally, she broke her hip pretty badly and had these 4-inch long screws inserted into her hip. So this surgery was to finally remove the screws because it was just, you know, routine follow-up. After a certain amount of time, the bone should be fine on its own. So she got these screws removed, and then for about 2 months after that, she was supposed to be on crutches, but my mom doesn't really put up with crutches very well, so her strategy instead was to kind of, like, Tiny Tim around with this one crutch. So she would pretend she was using her crutches and, like, have this one under her arm and just, like, hobble. And part of me kind of thinks she was doing it for the sympathy vote. But so she was just hobbling around for 6 weeks or 8 weeks or however long it took for her hip to fully recover. And one evening after school, we had to stop at the grocery store. So we went to the grocery store, and my mom, being the woman that she was, would not let me push the cart. So she was pushing the cart at the same time as she was hobbling around on this one crutch that she had. And we eventually make our way, after, you know, a pretty long time in the grocery store hobbling on one crutch, to the checkout line. And because my mom is so conspicuously injured, it was pretty common for people to just ask her, "Oh my God, what happened? Are you okay? That looks bad." And, you know, normal, general concern that the public has for people walking around with broken limbs. So this checkout girl, her name was Ashley. It was emblazoned on her little striped uniform. And I'll never forget it. I guess in a way, more than one persons were scarred in this incident. Ashley, you know, pretty innocently asks, "Oh my God, what happened? Are you okay? That looks bad." And my mom, I guess, had reached some breaking point where she decided that I'm just going to tell Ashley exactly what happened. So she starts at the very beginning. She starts at her marriage to my father 21 years prior. So she begins by detailing her unhappy marriage to my father. She talks about her medical residency. She talks about everything leading up to the point where on election day in 2001, she was so sleep-deprived that she got distracted driving her kids to school on the way home by election signs and got into this car accident. But up until this point, it was a solid 5 minutes of talking, and she had just gotten to the accident. So from there, she went on to describe how the accident led to the realization that she should probably leave my father. So she got to that part of the story, and that was a riot in and of itself. She talked about, oh my God, she talked about her ex-boyfriend she had met online playing a role-playing game called Neverwinter Nights. And I'm like 15, and I'm standing there in the sweatshirt. At some point, I decided I needed to put the hood up, and I'm just, like, looking down, and I'm just, like, refusing to pretend I'm related to this woman. I'm just standing there looking down, just like, "Please stop, please stop, please stop." And then she finally gets to the part where currently she had just gone through hip surgery. So she starts telling Ashley about the surgery and how it's hopefully going to help her, but she's in a shit ton of pain now, and the meds she got are bullshit. So she continues to just detail every aspect of this medical emergency. She cataloged the bone she broke in the accident. She went through, like, the clavicle, the ankle, how many ribs it was, the skull injury. And Ashley's face, I look up at one point just to see if this girl is even still standing there. Ashley is just, like, dumbstruck. She doesn't know what to do. And meanwhile, the line is building up behind us. There's like six people in line behind us. And at the peak of this story, my mom has finally reached the denouement. She's like, "Yeah, and here I am today. Do you want to see the screws?" Because she's been carrying around these 4-inch screws that she got to keep from her hip in a baggie from the hospital. And they were labeled. It was labeled in the bag: hip screws, 4.5 inches. And she pulls them out, and Ashley's just like, "Wow, ma'am, those are pretty long screws." And my mom's like, "Yeah, you can keep them if you want." So I guess not really knowing what to do, this girl, Ashley, I wonder if I could find her somehow. She works at Growls in Roland Park. If anyone knows an Ashley that works there, let me know. My mom just kind of slides them over the counter and is like, there you go. So then, you know, she proudly Tiny Tims it away on her one crutch. And, like, I think at this point, I'm not even walking behind her. I, like, went to the back of the line. So I see her leaving, and I, like, slyly make my exit. And I get into the parking lot, and I'm furious. I'm like, Mom, why did you do that? And her only response is, well, she asked.